At 6:30, it is cloudy and 44 degrees. Good morning, I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Monitors overseeing improvements of Oklahoma's foster care system tied to a 2012 settlement report the Department of Human Services is making discernible progress. The child welfare experts, referred to as co-neutrals, took notice of the reduction in cases of abuse and neglect of kids in DHS care, which spokeswoman Cherie Powell says exceeded their starting baseline for the first time.
Our kids need to be safe, particularly when they're in our care, and reducing the chances of them experiencing abuse or neglect while in our care was critical to our reform effort.
There are about 8,700 kids in state care as of December. New court documents reveal a little new information regarding the reported sexual assault on a Bixby football player by allegedly other members of the team. The document indicates that some of the football players have admitted to the attack. The OSBI is in charge of the actual criminal investigation. A child is dead following an overnight house fire in Tulsa in a neighborhood near 31st and South Memorial. In addition to the infant girl, one adult was also injured. Fire officials are searching for the cause of the midnight blaze. The corporate tax cut might mean a little extra money in your pocket.
The Oklahoma Corporation Commission orders five public utilities to track savings from reductions in federal corporate income tax rates, then develop a method to return that money to ratepayers. The three-member panel took action Tuesday after Attorney General Mike Hunter asked for the reduction for Oklahoma customers. Utilities involved are Oklahoma Gas and Electric, Public Service Company of Oklahoma, Oklahoma Natural Gas, CenterPoint Energy, and Arkansas Oklahoma Gas. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
A state Republican House leader wants the rules changed. Western Oklahoma's Harold Wright wants to see the supermajority rule for tax increases scrapped. It would take a statewide vote to repeal the constitutional amendment approved by voters back in the 1990s. Tulsans will soon consider a nearly $129 million bond issue for the Union Public Schools. Superintendent Kurt Hartzler says voters will be asked February 13th to approve a five-year series of bonds, not the annual bond that they may be used to.
We kind of feel like it's best now to ask them to approve a multi-year series bonds. And part of the reason why we're doing that is we're entering into a very aggressive building period in our district.
The bonds will not increase property taxes above traditional levels. Our weather forecast, mostly cloudy and mild, 58 for a high, overcast tonight, 44 for a low. Now cloudy and 44. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.